Looking for a non-intimidating atmosphere to work out among friends? Studio Soul can help you with a clean, comfortable private studio with resources to help you get fit and build your functional strength. Find out about upcoming wellness retreats, as well as fun classes and workshops. Take your health to the next level with the help of personal trainer and health educator Danny Banson by your side. Contact Studio Soul, 805-732-4836. That's 805-732-4836. Or visit their website at www.soulfitsolutions.com. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. And of course, if you are just starting your day in a positive way, you are waking up to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and Chad is on vacation. I saw floating around with the monkeys. I don't know where he is, but anyways, he's going to tell us all about that when he comes back. But I'm so excited. Christina Nepstad is going to be joining us today and co-hosting with me. And of course, she is the author of Power Seat. We're going to find out a little bit about that. And it's all about your interview, your life, and your success. So welcome, and thank you so much for staying with me and joining me.
You got it, Kim. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun show.
It is. It is. And I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in for the first time, we're so glad you're here. We know you have lots and lots of choices. We are here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got lots of amazing guests. You never know what we're going to be talking about, and with our guests, we have lots of events and lots of things that we're giving back, and we would love to share those all with you. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I want you to write that number down. We want to hear from you all the way through the show. All you have to do is call up, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. And again, if you are just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, I am so glad that you've tuned in to the brighter side of the 805. Also, I want to ask you to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. All those places give you more chances to win. Also, if you have an event or a business that you want to spread the word about here on the Kim Pagano Show, give us a call, and that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to always start our show with a moment of motivation. Leave a little sparkle wherever you go. Christine, you always do that. I know that. I love that about you. That was like our connection
that
right
was,
off the bat.
Yes.
So anyways, Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Another beautiful Saturday.
There you go. Hey, so you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
We have some good ones here, and it's happening today and tomorrow, the Tequila and Taco Music Festival. It is Saturday. Today is tequila tasting and sampling day. Tomorrow, it's all about the margaritas, and I discussed this with Vincenzo.
Oh, you got his name right. I like it, isn't he? Yeah.
He knows how to roll. You don't go blended. You go on the rocks with a good margarita. That's the way to roll. So if you want to look like a pro, that's the way you handle yourself.
Okay, thank you for that info.
And we also have Metal Mariachi.
Oh,
it's a heavy metal mariachi band. Wait for it. It's going to be great. Comedy and Cocktails brings to Camarillo the brightest comedians to perform in the intimate confines of Studio Channel Islands. The Chowder Fest, second annual, Saturday, July 30th. We have that going on, and that's at the Maritime Museum in Channel Islands. The Metal Arc Service League's 29th annual party is happening, and that's coming up. They call it a Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival. You are going to be there?
I am. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to join in on the fun. They've given me a pallet of water.
Nice.
To clear everybody's palate,
ironically and oddly enough. I like
Wings it. Over Camarillo 2 hosting their annual air show, and that's going to be happening August 20th and August 21st. Great prizes, so listen up for your chance to win.
There you go. All right, I do want to do a quick shout out to Assisted Home Health and Hospice. Last week they did their ghostly event, and oh my God, it was amazing. And lots of people there, great event for, it was really for animals. When people, you know, pass away, what do they do with their animals? And that's something that's near and dear because I took my mom's animals. And so I love all these events, and I hope that you get out of your comfort zone and that you share some of these great events with different people and just kind of, you know, open up and mingle and, you know, meet and greet. The other thing that I just did, and I'm so excited, is Pino's Palette. We actually had a party over there, and I can't tell you, it's a little intimidating. We got a lot of people over there. We're going to do another party, so if you're interested in being an artist, I can't, you know, it's funny, like they found, you know, what I always say, the gift in all of us. And Pino's Palace is located in Westlake. I'm telling you, with instruction, you could do anything. My husband's like, you really did that? I'm like, I really did it. It's like, and you know what's funny is like each person's looked a little different, but oh my God, it's kind of like you could do anything with like instructions. So great group of people there. And I'd love to share them. If you want to go do some painting and drinking, let me tell you, it was a fun time. We're going to do another ladies' night there, and we're going to do a couples one. And again, check them out at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake. All right. Again, I'm so glad that you are all here. And of course, I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. Let's start off with, and I know you didn't mention any of the food, but we've got some Rolling Pin Donuts. And of course, they're located in Las Posas Road in Camarillo. And I know that's one of Tom's favorites. And of course, happy belated birthday to you. I know you just had one. Anyways, I would love to share that with everybody. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. I want to introduce my first guest. And Chris Sanchez, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you. So you've done a lot of books, and I know we're going to be talking about Cats Are Capable of Mind Control, mm-hmm. and 1,000+ Uber Facts You Never Knew You Needed to Know. Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I started this Twitter page back when I was, I guess, 21, a million years ago, totally kidding.
Okay.
I started this Twitter page called Uber Fast back in 2009, and it became pretty popular in 2011. And I started a similar page on Facebook and Instagram, and now I have about over 19 million followers across those three platforms. And I just came out with my first book on July 5th.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Uber Facts. What are Uber Facts?
What are Uber Facts?
Yeah.
Uber facts are about, you know, 1 to 2 sentence long facts that are either weird, funny, kind of depressing, surprising, basically all the random stuff that I read online and feel the need to share with other people.
Okay, give us one right off the bat. What is an Uber fact?
Did you know that an airplane's black box is not actually black, it's orange?
Okay. Tom, you're going to like this. I know it, right? I mean, he's like the fact in his brain there, you know? Okay, so why did you originally join Twitter?
So I originally joined Twitter to follow Britney Spears. That was...
That's pretty funny. Okay.
Why I joined Twitter. I remember I was sitting at home. I saw that on Facebook that she was on, and I was like, I need to join this network right now.
Wow.
So that's why I joined Twitter, and I started tweeting facts because I was not a responsible student when I was away at college and didn't want to study. So I came across an article of facts and thought it'd be cool to start tweeting these facts because I had nothing else to tweet about.
Wow. Okay. And how has that changed your life or moved your, and changed your life?
It's really given me one, being able to do what I love for a living is amazing and also kind of scary because I'm self-employed. So it's sort of like, you know, you never know. But it's given me the freedom to do a lot of things that I've wanted to do. I grew up in New York and I was able to move to L.A. because I can work from home. And yeah, that's
So, besides being an author, what do you do for work?
Uberfax is a social media influencer, I guess you would call it. I make videos on Instagram. That's about it.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, that's a big thing now. We are so social. And yeah. And I think, I mean, if you want to know something, you just go to the internet, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you, where did the idea for Uberfax originate?
So when I started the page, I guess I started a page to tweet facts in 2009. And it had a very long URL, like very long handle. And then a couple of years later, I was tweeting from this BlackBerry app called Uber Social. And I was trying to think of brand names, and I always believe that a three-syllable brand name would be very effective because it's not too long and not too short. So I changed the name to Uberfax, and I just decided to dedicate my time to, I wanted 200,000 followers on the page, so I put in the time and invested some money in advertising.
Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah. Hi, I'm going to interject. Hi, Chris. I'm Christina.
Hey, Christina. What's your name?
Oh, thank you. So... I'm so interested that you have crazy number of followers. My goodness, what has the response been to your tweeting of the Uber facts particularly? Are people just craving facts?
Yeah, the response to the page has always been positive. I know Twitter overall as a platform engagement across Twitter is dying, but my most engaged following now is on Instagram and, it's really cool because I make these videos on Instagram, and I feel like I'm developing a personal relationship with the people who enjoy the page. And I've always tried to have this narrative of, because I didn't really like school when I was in college. So as opposed to being taught, it's more of like, I want to be that friend who learns something cool and gets to share it with you.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I can relate with you there. I was not a good student in college either.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't last long. I left in my second year. I barely got out of high school. I did terrible in college. Now that I'm a full-grown woman, you know, I love learning. I love learning, and I love facts. I really, really do. I think that is really interesting that you kind of dive in. You become the expert on delivering the facts. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, after, like, an event that is a national event, do you just go on there and start shooting facts all over the, you know, Twitter?
Yeah, sometimes if a big thing's happening, like the World Cup.
Okay.
You know, I'll do facts about the World Cup. Political facts are always very tricky.
I was just gonna say I stay away from those. And
I don't think there's any way to not upset people. Facts about the political race, World Cup, anything that's going on, current events is always good content.
Wow, I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And, of course, we're talking with Chris Sanchez, and we're talking about his book, Cats Are Capable of Mind Control. How did you come up with that name?
So originally we were going to name the book A Town in Alaska Has a Cat Mayor, because that's one of the facts in the book. And I thought it was a good title, but I felt like the title should be a little bit I use the word mystical, but I think the appropriate word is mysterious, where it makes you – I wanted a title that people would see it and say, I have to open this book, but I have no idea what this is about. And the title itself was inspired by the fact that cats manipulate the frequencies of their meows to sound more like human babies when they're hungry, to sort of play to our need to parent and take care of our young. So I read that back, and I was like, oh, cats are capable of mind control.
Wow. Okay. Well, cool. You know what? Will you stay on with us for a couple minutes? Because we need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I want to find out a little bit more about your book. And okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's see here. I actually have some tickets to the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And of course, that's their competition that is coming up. It's Ventura Comedy Festival. And I've got tickets for Wednesday, July 27th at 8 o'clock. I'd love to share those with my listeners. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805. I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to give something away. And of course, that's what our show is all about. And we've got today and tomorrow is the Tequila Taco Musical Festival. And it's all downtown Ventura. It's new, it's bigger, it's more tequila and more tacos, and I'd love to share that with you. Call in right now to get some tickets, and that's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and your email, and somebody will get back with you. Again, we're talking with Chris Sanchez. We're talking about his book, Cats Are Capable of Mind Control. Do you really think cats are capable of mind control?
Not in like an evil interest sort of way, but I'll tell you, I have a cat named Panda. Somehow she manages to wake me up every morning, and she gets to do anything she wants me to do. So to a certain extent, yeah.
Are you married?
Am I married?
Yeah.
In life, I'm married.
You're married?
Nope.
Oh, you're not married. Then that's why you, that's why your cat can make you do anything, right?
Right.
No,
yeah.
No, I love it. Tom, you have new cats too, don't you?
Yes, I have two rescue kitties, and they're fabulous, Puck and Zamboni.
Puck and Zamboni.
Nice name.
Yeah.
I don't have any cats.
I do. I got two black cats. I've got Velvet and Snuggles. Velvet is very, like, kind of snooty. You got to really, she has to just totally, like, know you to let you touch her. And Snuggles thinks she's a dog. She'll just roll up on anybody's lap and just snuggle. That's what, you know. Isn't that funny? So, yeah, they do kind of have their own minds. And you never, like, a dog is, like, I don't know, just so different than a dog. Dogs are, like, unconditional. They're just waiting for you to get home. And a cat just kind of slithers by you and says, yeah, I'm kind of in the mood to get it. You know, it's crazy. So where do you find your facts? And how do you go about fact checking to see that they are not a spoof?
I have one employee named Chelsea. And her and I, we each spend about 8 to 10 hours a day finding content each day. And we have a spreadsheet where we put the fact and then we put the link to where it came from. And after years of doing this, we have our trusted sources, some of which are dig.com, Live Science, Psychology Today. So it's really about the website that we're getting them from. And unfortunately, like, we're humans, so sometimes we do make mistakes, but we do our due diligence to make sure we're not posting anything crazy.
Wow. And now here's a question. What is the biggest spoof that you found? You know what I mean? That you were like all over and then you're like, oh, darn it. I can't use it.
The biggest spoof. You know, it's interesting. There's this type of jellyfish called the lion's mane jellyfish. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Okay.
And they're massive. They're huge. So it's not that, it wasn't the existence of this jellyfish that I was wrong about, but I used a photo once of a scuba diver next to one of these jellyfish, and the photo just wasn't real. The jellyfish was way larger in the photo than it was in real life. That was sort of like my biggest disappointment, but it was like a minor one, kind of.
Wow, okay. And what was the biggest, like, oh my God, I never knew this. And I was so excited to share it with everybody.
The biggest, the best thing that I have ever learned. Ooh, that's hard. Actually, so I was reading this today. I don't know if this is the best ever, but I thought this was really interesting. That every second, an hour of video is uploaded to YouTube.
Every second?
Every second.
I think that's pretty interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And again, what are we going to find in your book?
A whole lot of everything, really. So the book is sorted by chapters. You have facts about celebrities, art, history, psychology, animals. And hopefully there are things in there that'll make you laugh that might be slightly depressing.
Give us one of those. Give us one of those.
Completely shocking. Let's see. One of the facts that, so after a male bee has sex, his genitals explode and he dies.
Okay. Wow. I love that. Okay. Now, is this.
Is that a good say on the radio? Did I just get you guys in trouble? I'm not.
No, We're good.
No, this is all about exploding genitals.
We're all good, you know? Oh, my God. That's pretty funny. Okay. And now I'm looking in your book. Okay. And let's see. A tiny island in canal of Mexico City is covered with creepy dolls. Okay. That's creepy, right? The island's caretaker claimed he was haunted by the spirit of a young girl whom he watched drown and was unable to save. And he started placing the dolls on the island to make her spirit happy. Okay. Do you know anything about that?
I did read about that. I read about that a while ago. But it's an island that is inhabited by more dolls than it is people.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I don't take this wrong, okay? Maybe I'm going to put my foot in my mouth. But, you know, okay. I think this would be like a great, like a bathroom book, you know? Oh, one of those bathroom books, right? You know, when I think girls get in and out, but guys, my husband's in there for a long time. I think he does half of his work in there, you know. He's probably going to be upset I said that. But, you know, I mean, you know those books that you like have at the, you know. What do you
Absolutely.
Think, Tom? Do you agree?
Absolutely. A bathroom book, a coffee table book.
Yeah. A waiting room book, you know.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, you're walking there and you're like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's completely entertaining because facts are seriously exciting to find out. People love them. They never get boring. I don't get bored of facts.
No.
Ever.
Yeah. Long as they're not spoofers.
No, I mean.
Yeah. No, I love it. So how do my listeners go about receiving Uber facts and where can they find your book?
So you can find the book at any bookstore. It's in Barnes & Noble, in Target, Walmart. Order it off of Amazon or HarperCollins.com. And UberFacts is the handle at UberFacts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Wow. All right. Well, go ahead and tag me and like our show so I can share you with everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share all those people that you have. Oh, my God. That's like amazing. Share. You know what? And I'm reading your book and I hear one more thing. Did you know that the apple is a member of what kind of family? I'm going to kind
of. The rose.
No, don't tell them. I was trying to test my co-host here because Tom's so darn smart. He always usually gets it. Okay, here's one. Apples float in water because how much of their percentage of their volume is air? Any guess?
Oh, wow.
Well, it's got to be 78%.
No, 25%.
25% is air, and that makes it float.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Remember Coach used to do these little trivias. I'd be like, oh, don't ask me right now. Don't ask me.
Endlessly entertaining. This is a book you need if you want to be smart around the water cooler. Or just drop one at a speech.
Exactly.
I'm going to use these
for my MC. There you go.
I agree. I don't think
give credit to the book.
I would like to say I don't think there's a useless fact.
No.
I really don't.
No.
So,
Chris,
there you go.
This was really fun. And please share our show with everybody. And I look forward to talking to you again.
I will. Thank you guys for having me.
You got it. You have a really great day. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And God, we've got a big show for you today all the way till 8 o'clock. And again, I'd love to give something away. How about some Rubio Fresh Mexican Grill? And if you've ever had any of their stuff, oh my God, it's all made with sustainable seafood, freshly made salsa, and it's right here off of Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Go check them out and tell them that the Kim Pagano Show sent you. But we've got a couple gift certificates, so call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I also want to do a quick shout out for Mortgage Couch. And Mortgage Couch is, you can go over and talk to Matthew and Shelby over there. They'll offer you excellent customer service. And right now, interest rates are down. So it's a time to get there. So it's all about, moving into your dream home or at least refinancing your home. So give them a call, or you can actually log on to their website, www.mortgagecouch.com/aboutus. So anyways, definitely check them out. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Catch the Elite Series main stage show In the Midst of All That Is Good, a captivating drama on confronting past betrayals, frauds, and public humiliations, playing July 22nd through August 21st. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0084. We have the pleasure of having Mary Little in our studio. And welcome, Mary. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Yeah, and I know we're going to be talking about A Taste of Camarillo, and we're excited to be a part of it this year. 29 years, wow, of doing that event, right?
Yes, that has a long history.
Yeah, and I know that you are part of the Metal Lark. Can you just tell us a little bit about who you are and Metal Lark?
Well, Metalarks is a group of about 40 women. Actually, we're a bigger group than that, but 40 active members who raise money for charity in Ventura County. And we do that with three major fundraisers a year. We often say that we are not a social organization. We are a fundraising organization. And we work very hard at this.
But is it safe to say that you guys have fun while you're doing it?
We do have
okay.
fun.
Because you know, as women like it to say that.
Even though
yeah.
we say we're not social, we right. do have fun doing yeah. our fundraisers. But we have A Taste of Camarillo is the largest of the three fundraisers. The other two are our holiday home tour and our
Love
charity
those.
Luncheon and tennis tournament in the spring.
Right.
So altogether, we raised quite a bit of money, and this past June, we gave away $225,000,
wow.
$25,000 of that in scholarships to high school graduates, and the rest of it in grants to local nonprofit organizations. And organizations actually apply to us for grants. And the main criteria, first of all, is that the money must be spent in Ventura County.
Oh, I
we
love that.
We don't give to organizations that are sending money to a national organization. It has to be spent locally. And there's a lot of competition, of course. And there are so many really deserving nonprofit organizations that are doing such fabulous work in our communities. But you can't be all things to all people. So there were 32 organizations last year that got grants from Metalarks ranging from $500,000 to
$20,000.
Wow. Oh,
how long have you been a Metalark?
23 years.
Wow. And okay, so 23 years ago, what was it that, you know, I mean, there are so many different, you know, profit and nonprofit and different foundations. What made you join that? I always just love to hear the background, you know, behind that.
We moved here, and I joined newcomers, as people do when they are new in a community. But after a few years, I think I was looking for something more than just a social organization. And this really interested me as a way to do something that would be fun and would do more in the way of helping the community. So I have enjoyed it thoroughly.
I hate to say this, but in terms of the number of years
of active membership, I'm not saying all through the history of the organization, but currently I have been a member longer than any of the other active
members. I bet. Okay, I figure that. Yeah, I got that idea every time I've talked to you in all those years, you know. And so they always go, let me ask Mary. Let me ask Mary, okay? So anyways, well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad you're here, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking about A Taste of Camarillo, and of course, that is Saturday, July 30th from 5 to 10 over at the Camarillo Ranch House. Another great venue to have something. I mean, it's so good over there. And of course, A Taste of Camarillo is amazing. I have so much fun over there. I'm so excited to be a part of it again this year. And of course, we do have a pair of tickets to give away. And I'd love to share those with all of our listeners. So you can call in right now at 805-419-0008. And all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Mary, how long, does it take to put an event together like this? Because people don't know what the work is that goes into these kind of events, and obviously you do.
we start not very long after we finish.
It's kind of like a mother's work, right? A mom's work's never done, you know?
But that's sort of to set the parameters for the next year. And it's you always have to secure the music early, things like that. The work starts in earnest, probably in January or February. And there's a pretty good, I mean, not everybody starts working then, but if you're working on sponsors or you're working on getting auction things, a lot of that stuff really has to be started early. So people start to work. Now, I would say that April, May, June, and July are the really key months. Once we start having meetings every 2 weeks and really getting into all of the details and that go into putting on a successful event like this, it's kind of interesting. One of our newer members said to me as she was attending all these meetings, she said, it never occurred to me all the things you have to do to put on an event like this.
Oh, yes,
when
I know.
When you attend the event, you see the finished product, but you don't think about
detail
that has to be done to be sure that there are tables in every tent and tablecloths on every table and just all the little things that
Mary, is it always a Western theme?
No.
So just this year is a Western theme. Okay. I don't remember doing that. I know some of the girls and some of the guys get up and dance, and it's usually kind of a Western theme there, but I don't know. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Going back, Kim, we didn't have a theme. It was just we tried to put on the best food and wine event that we possibly could. And we didn't really worry about a theme. We got a band that we thought people would enjoy. Everybody, usually by the end of the afternoon, there are a lot of people that want to dance, and we always try to accommodate that. So, but 2 years ago, they decided to have a Beatles tribute band.
And then they carried out the theme
throughout the event.
Yeah. So who's the band this year?
Caught Red-Handed.
Oh, okay. And, very cool.
So anyway, it worked out pretty well, and what it does is, again, going back historically, when A Taste of Camarillo started, we were the only game in town. And then, of course, Casa Pacifica came along. But now there's a wine event almost every weekend.
I tell you, my husband said I'm always at, and some of my, you know, people on Facebook, they're like, oh my God, you exhaust me. How do you get to all these events? And I said, that's my business. Okay, I got to show up and I love it. I mean, I really do love it. And my husband's like, okay, from now on, there's, you know, one weekend's yours, one weekend's mine, you know? And I'm like, okay, so can we start that in December? No, you know, right? Because there is something but I love that because what you've all done is created this win-win. So people can go have fun and donate money at the same time, correct?
Well, that's true. But one of the things the theme does is it enabled us to distinguish the taste a little bit from some of the others. But you're right, as far as having fun and also benefiting the community. I've said to people so many times, I don't know of anybody who's ever come to A Taste of Camarillo and left and didn't say they had a great time.
Exactly.
It just is a place to have fun.
Yeah.
And it is also true that over 75% of the money that you spend in coming to A Taste of Camarillo, whether it's on tickets or auction items or whatever, overall, about 78% of our receipts go directly to charity.
I love that.
Our expenses are low. We have absolutely no employees. We have no the organization has no overhead. We don't rent an office or anything like that. And we are all volunteers. So our costs, other than having to rent the equipment for the day and rent the ranch, our costs are really very low. So
that's great. You've done a great
job
to do
that.
In
terms of,
is Meadowlark only women?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, what is equivalent for a man to join something like that? Is there
I have no idea
color?
Because most of the organizations,
like, but
it used to be men's organizations.
Yeah,
now have
we're
women
rocking.
Too.
I love it. No, but is your husband involved? Because I sometimes talk to him, right? And I know it's just like probably my husband. Come on, you need to do this. You need right.
Our husbands are all involved.
I know.
Involved.
Okay.
And they are often referred to as Meadowlark dudes.
But, okay, you know. I wondered. Okay, I love
but
it.
We couldn't. Lots lots of times we couldn't put these things on without some men around to help.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you know, the men's group and the women do all the work, right? We finally got it right. I love it. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break again for anybody that's just joining us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And of course, we're talking about A Taste of Camarillo. I want to remind everybody, because this is an event you're not going to want to miss. And I'm telling you, it's family friendly. Is it family?
No,
you have to be 21 because of the wine. Never mind. Okay. But this is a day for a date night. Yeah. This date, and it's going to be so much fun. There's music, there's wines, there's craft beer, there's food. I mean, it's all beautiful, and it's over at the historic Camarillo Ranch. Of course, that's Saturday, July 30th, 5 to 10. I've got a pair of tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And gosh, we've got so many great things going on. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We are talking about A Taste of Camarillo. And if you haven't already logged on to my Facebook or their website or even just any of the stuff that we've got going on. Also, I do want to remind you of our newsletter. They're in our newsletter. All of our events are posted in our newsletter. That goes out every single week. And also, you can find out a little bit more about all of our guests. All you have to do is when you call up, just say, I want to get a newsletter. We don't share your information with anyone. We're just sharing you with our show. And of course, that is 805-419-0008. Also, you can go to our website, kimpaganoshow.com, and then say, I want a newsletter there. So there's lots of ways to be connected to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And of course, we've got Mary Little in our studio. We're talking about A Taste of Camarillo. I want to invite all of you Saturday, July 30th, 5 to 10, over at Camarillo Ranch House. And of course, that's beautiful, right across the street from Camarillo High School. And we've got tickets, so call in. But if you don't get tickets, Mary, what's the website?
Tasteofcamarillo.com.
There you go.
And tickets are available there.
There you go. And the one thing that I want to say, if you don't win them here, that they are only one price, right? And so talk to us a little bit about that.
The ticket for A Taste of Camarillo is $85. There is a VIP ticket available, which is $155. But the VIP guests get in an hour early at noon. They have an area that's restricted just for their use. They have some special wines available. They've got some cake bread wine there. We have special foods available for them. And we've got some tastings going on of brandy and vodka, special that aren't available to the rest of the people.
So, yeah.
But on the other hand, for the people who buy the regular ticket, they still have 50 restaurants to sample.
I was just going to say, yeah.
And more wineries than they could possibly visit, because there's, 70 wineries, something like that. And then the craft breweries. So there's, and if you don't drink, there are soft drinks available. So,
okay, good.
There's lots of things.
Okay.
And there's iced tea and
right. There's something for everyone there, right? And not to mention the shopping, right? There's shopping, like little booths and stuff like that.
Yes, we have probably 15 vendors who will be there with some interesting things when you've had enough to eat and enough to drink and
like
you want
little
something
boutiques
else. And
then
we have a wonderful silent auction.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Okay. Now, how do people find out more about the silent auction? Is it only there, or do they get to go online? And how are you doing it this
Pretty
year?
Pretty much it's there.
It's there. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
But there's a lot of things to choose from, and a lot of them, some of them involve wine, and a lot of them don't. It's a nice variety. And
there you go. I want to give you also a gift certificate for my hair. I'm a hair therapist in Westlake, so I'd love to donate that for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We would appreciate that.
Yeah, I'd love to have, any of it's just a win-win. And if anybody wants to donate to this, call me and I will get you in touch with Mary Little and, of course, the Metal Larks. And if you're a business, this is the best way to get your name out there and just to give back. It's a win-win. Everything we do in life is a win-win. And so you benefit somebody, you give a little, and you get a little. So, again, we are so glad that you're here. I do want to say thank you so much for being here. And again, we're talking about the 29th annual Sunday, July 31st is...
On the 30th,
right.
We have our wine auction gala.
Okay,
in the evening,
right.
And that's a smaller event,
okay,
probably 150 people. And we have a silent and live auction of wine-related items.
Okay.
And also some more Western music with
So it's like a party before and then a party after, right? I love it. Okay. Well, I am so excited to share all of this with all of our listeners. And again, I thank you so much for being here. Tell us, is there something that, what's your favorite thing that you have to do there?
You know, you work really hard. And when you get there... When you get into it and people start coming in and they're all having a good time, it's just a pleasure to be there. And it's just exciting to be able to walk around and see everybody having a really good time.
Okay.
One thing I would like to emphasize is that both the Saturday night event and the Sunday event, the ticket price is what you pay. You don't buy anything once.
Everything's included. Yeah.
Now,
I love that. I'm so glad.
Not the silent auction.
Yeah,
and the
obviously
they're
the
selling
boutiques,
goods,
yeah.
But for the food and the wine and the beer, it's all included in the ticket price, and that's also the same on Saturday night.
Can we talk about some of the people that are going to be there? Some of the wineries and some of the breweries. That's what gets people really excited.
Well, one of the breweries that's coming is our new neighbor, but
I was
a new neighbor to the ranch.
I know, because
they're
right
across
the street
from
yeah.
the Camarillo Ranch
yeah.
Institution Ale.
Institution,
and
yeah.
They're going to be there, and Lab Brewing and Twisted Oak Tavern will be there. On the restaurant side, we get a lot of really the best restaurants in Camarillo and the surrounding area. A new one this year that's coming from Oxnard is this Brasserie Communautaire.
Oh.
And we're excited about that one. But we have restaurants all the way from Paul Martin's in
Westlake. Love Paul Martin's.
In
They're
Westlake,
one of my sponsors. Okay,
to Ventura. So we have a good selection, and we have a lot of the ones from Camarillo.
Right.
Sapphire and 2088 and
Perfect.
Manhattan and Adolfo Grill.
Right.
So we have a good selection there. And with the wineries, this year our official winery is Opolo.
Okay.
Opolo has
yeah.
been
they're
supporting
actually,
us
yeah.
for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And
they're my friends.
We
and
do
I love
name
them,
an
yeah.
official winery every year in there.
Oh, I love that.
And
okay.
of course, then we have a lot of local wineries like Cantera and Magnavino.
Right.
But we have wineries, other wineries from Paso. Robert Hall is coming this year. a number of them that are well known. So Tobin James.
So what kind of wine do you drink? Or are you beer?
You know, I drink it all.
I knew that about you, Mary. I love it. What kind of wine do you drink? Are you a wine drinker?
Not really. No. I like a good cold beer.
Okay, I do too. Yeah, unless I'm at night, I like it. Oh, and the nachos, yeah. I like it. Tom, beer.
I remember years ago at the Tasty Camarillo, they had Le Fin du Monde, which is the end of the world beer out of Canada.
Oh.
And it was a great brew, but now that brew has gained some footing. There's a lot of great breweries there, and there is nothing like a finely handcrafted beer.
I know.
The best.
Yeah. I, you know, it's funny. Beer's kind of come, it's like, it's refaced itself, hasn't it?
Yeah, we started, I was home brewing in the early 90s, and it's taken off. I'll bet you we have, how many breweries in, I'll bet you we have 15 towards 20 in Ventura County alone.
I know.
That brew their
I could
own,
count them actually
own
here
beer
if
right
I,
here.
Yeah, I
They're
know.
They're great. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. So, and now, who are your biggest sponsors? Could you talk about that a little bit? Or, you know, I know that you...
Advanced Motion Controls, Dan Schoenewald, has been our major sponsor for a number of years now.
Wow.
And he's biggest.
I love it.
And
okay.
the best. And okay. we really appreciate Dan's support for the event.
Yeah, that's always, you know, I mean, yeah. that's what makes these happen. Right? I mean,
yes, it is.
Yeah, it really makes a difference. So
we also have strong support from the Jean Haas Foundation and from Dignity Health, the St. John's Hospitals.
Perfect, perfect. I love it. So again, you know, I always believe many hands make little work, right? We all do something that we can. And you know, if you're a business out there and you're listening right now, that you Tom, are you okay?
That was short cord over
okay.
here on my headphones.
I love it. Anyways, if you are a business and you haven't sponsored or you haven't gotten involved in any of these great, amazing events and you're going, I didn't know I could, you know, there's so many ways to do it. And it's not always monetarial. Obviously, that's probably the biggest thing that helps, but your time. You know, I'm writing for Caneo Valley Lifestyle. And this next month coming out is giving back. And I really believe until I got into my radio show 8 years ago, I did it through Girl Scouts. I did it through all the things, you know, my school, my kids' school. I was on the board for 4 kids, you know, and, you know, we were just, I did everything I could that way, but then now I can give in a bigger way and I love it. And so now, you know, as you get to that bigger place, you're touching so many more people. And so, you know, you think that you might not be able to do it, but for one person, you can change their world. And that's what it's all about. And I thank you so much, Mary, for your continued dedication and what you do for all these people.
Well, thank you, Kim. But again, we do it because we enjoy it.
You get back tenfold.
We love to do it. And when we, at our June luncheon, when we give away all the money, it is so gratifying to
know that all this
work. Think back about what you did to raise the money, but these people are so appreciative.
That's great.
And it takes a lot of money for these nonprofits to keep going.
Talk about a couple of the nonprofits and see, you know, if we can find out a little bit about that.
We try to kind of cover the spectrum and do something for all ages so that we certainly support organizations that serve children, like the Boys and Girls Club.
Love them, yeah.
But on the other hand, we also support the Alzheimer's Association.
Love that. You're writing my script that I just wrote for my column. You know, if your passion is young children and you're a teacher, then give back there. Special needs, senior concerns, you know. Seniors are, I lost my grandmother, and now I just lost my mom unexpectedly. I can't tell you, you know, seniors have a world of life that they can share with you. And sometimes it's just sitting there talking to them, letting them share their worth and their wealth, you know? Mm-hmm. And so whatever it is, wherever you can plug in, right?
Well, that's true. But like I said, there's a lot of demands and we can't meet all of them. So we do try to do something for all different demographics. We've been supporting both the Rescue Mission and the RAIN Foundation, who do so much for families that are struggling and trying to get back on their feet. of course, another one that we support is Food Share. Now, they're a big organization,
correct,
but we also try to support small organizations that don't have a great fundraising ability of their own, things like the Brain Injury Center and Reins of Hope in Ojai. Now, Reins of Hope works with veterans that are struggling to get back into society, and it's a horse-based therapy, but they've been quite successful with it, and we've been pleased to be able to help them.
Well,
so, and we try to help the St. Vincent de Paul Society, who really
so many
go
great
to work for people that are down and out.
Well, thank you, Mary Little, for coming in here, joining our show, the Kim Pagano Show. And again, I want to invite everybody out Saturday, July 30th, 5 to 10, for the wine auction gala. And then, of course, Sunday, July 31st, 1 to 4, and VIP at noon for the Wine, Brew, and Food Festival. And, of course, call in right now for your tickets at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. We are at the end of our show. Thank you so much. And Christine and Tom and all of our listeners out there, stay for another hour. We've got some really great guests. And of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Turn your wounds into wisdom. With that, you've been listening to the first hour of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We'll be right back.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart.